Tens of millions of dollars in drug and gambling profits are laundered every year in the United States by criminals from around the world. According to a report being released today by the Senate Banking Committee, American banking practices are part of the problem. The report says many U.S. financial institutions simply don't pay enough attention to their relationships with overseas banks, and that provides criminals easy access to the American banking system. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Most big American banks do what's called correspondent banking. That means they let overseas banks set up accounts with them, and through those accounts, any client of those foreign banks can deposit money, earn interest, and wire money in and out of the stable and highly reputable U.S. banking system. The problem is U.S. banks don't know, and often don't try to find out, who accesses their services through these foreign accounts. Bank of America, Chase Manhattan, Bank of New York, Citibank, and others are cited in the report. Democratic Senator Carl Levin.
Because of their inattention, their sloppiness, their failure to look at the source of the money which is being deposited when it comes in from these offshore banks and these shell banks from foreign countries, they are in effect being used by people who've engaged in illegal activity.
Levin is the ranking minority member on the Subcommittee on Investigations, which prepared the report. Current law requires banks to know domestic customers well enough that they can spot possible criminal activity. But John Byrne, senior counsel with the American Bankers Association, says it's much more difficult to determine details about clients overseas, especially when they use accounts set up by foreign banks.
We are not law enforcement experts. So the best we can do is determine on whose behalf an account is being opened, what type of institution. Is it an institution we've dealt with in the past? Are the companies licensed by an appropriate authority? We can do those things. But what we can't do is make a determination on who is the customer's customer.
Byrne says government officials should provide a list of specific foreign banks to avoid. But report authors say U.S. banks could easily improve their own investigations. Committee staff used bank records, public information, and interviews to determine, for example, that one bank licensed in Antigua but run out of an Irishman's house laundered millions of dollars through a Jersey bank that had a correspondent account with an arm of Harris Bank, a large Midwestern outfit. Researchers also found several large U.S. banks that professed surprise to learn money in correspondent accounts came from internet gambling, which is illegal in the United States. Linda Gastaitis is chief counsel to the Senate subcommittee minority members and helped prepare the report. She says one key step to combating money laundering would be to forbid U.S. institutions from dealing with foreign banks known as shells.
For many of these banks, the only place they have money or assets is in the correspondent account. They don't have a vault with money. They don't hold the money in Antigua or the Bahamas or the Cayman Islands. The bank exists solely through this correspondent account.
The report is less conclusive about offshore banks, which are set up differently than shell banks and are much more integrated into the international banking system. It recommends U.S. banks pay more attention to relationships with offshore banks, but doesn't advise shutting them off completely. The Senate is expected to hold hearings on this issue soon. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.